Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, October 29th, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the death of Zambian President Michael Sata.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk, as usual, goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
It's fake news to the Zambian people, because this is now the second time when a sitting president is dying in office. The Zambian people were also celebrating their 50 years of independence on the 24th of October. So now the happiness that was there is also being
affected.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the passing on of Zambian President Michael Sata.
Mr. Sata was elected president in 2011. He died after a long illness. And the Zambian government announced yesterday that Vice President Guy Scott, a white Zambian of Scottish descent, has been appointed acting president until elections are held within next 90 days.
Sata becomes the second Zambian leader to die in office after the death in 2008 of Levi Mwanawasa.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp, and the number is 1-202-465-0318.
Wonguka Gibbs, Nasi, Trouty Tinget Chitarisa, Neje Rufu, Rwaba Michael Sata, Kashaya Nezuro kuchi patara cheku London, mushiri mekunge vaendeskwa ikoko mwedzi unoyu vachirwara, apana anoziva kuti vanga vachirwara nei. Asi nasi hurumende Zambia yabva yazivisa kuti mutevedzeri wavo Guy Scott ndovachambofanobata matomu kwemwedzi mitatu kusvika paitwa sarudzo. Asi bumbiro remutemo reZambia haritenderi vaScott kuti vange vachikwikwidza musarudzo idzodzi, nekuti rinotiro kana vabereki vako vasina kuberekerwa muZambia haukwanise kuita mutungamiri wenyika. Izvi zvakauya mushure mekunetsana panyaya vachiluba, nekuti vamwe vaiti vabereki vavachiluba ava vakashayawo vaFrederick Chiluba vainge vari vekumaLawi, zvakapa kuti pazochinjwe bumbiro remutemo remuZambia. Gibbs.
Yevakombe zuru kandaba siyahlangana ke ngodaba oludanisayo kakhulu ke Blessing, ukuthi ke umnumzana uMichael Sata yena okade umongameli weZambia kasekho. Sizwile ke ukuthi ubhubhe izolo kwele London lapha kade engeniswe khona egula sibulo kwamagama. Yes, sizwile ke namhlanje uhulumende weZambia City sebekudingeke uVice President ukuthi abe nguye ozabe ezibamba isikhundla kuze kwenziwe ukhetho. Ukhetho lolu luyayenziwa nxa kungakwana 90 days, within khona pani 90 days yankhona. So ke kodwa sikubona ukuthi umnumzana ke uGuy Scott yena obamba isikhundla lesi kasoze yenelise ukuthi angena kukhetho lolu ngoba abazali bakhe bazalelwe Scotland. So yena ngokwakhe kukhanya ngazani iconstitution kumbe ngithi sisekelo sombuso welizwe asivumi. So vele kwakukhiwa ngesikhathi sikaFrederick Chiluba owayengumongameli. Kwangani uyahluphala ke lo mnumzana ke uKenneth Kaunda ngesikhundla sokuthi wazalelwe eMalawi, wazalelwe eZambia kumbe ngaphi ngaphi. Kodwa siyakhumbula ukuthi umnumzana ke uKenneth Kaunda nguye wabumba uhulumende weZambia. And wayejela ukukhuluma laphana, uyakhumbula kudala, one Zambia,
One Nation.
Kwakuvela kwislogan yankhona.
And Gibbs, I think we have our first guest, that is Professor Shadrack Guto in South Africa. Professor Guto, good evening.
Good evening to you and good evening to your listeners.
Thank you so much for joining us. Of course, it's such a short notice. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Yeah, Professor Guto, can you actually give us your take on the death of Mr. Michael Sata in Zambia?
Well, any death is a sad death. And if we start from that point of view, we'd say let's send the condolences to the family, but also to the people of Zambia, a great nation, but they have lost a leader now. And the one saying that, okay, what?
Professor Guto, we are losing you. If you are using the speakerphone, it might not work for us.
Okay, I will put the speaker down so we can just continue then.
Okay.
Yes. Is it better now?
It is better, yes.
Yes, so what I was saying is that we are dealing here with a situation where the nation has lost a leader, but the family has also lost a family member and an elder in the family. So we send condolences to both the family, but also to Zambia. And I think that it becomes important to underline first. Secondly, it is really to say that we are dealing here with a nation that went through a period of one-party state to a multi-party state. And in the process, we have seen where the country has now been ruled by almost three political parties that really through the ballot box, not through the barrel of a gun. And from that point of view, I think we have to also note that and say the Zambians have demonstrated good transition from one-party state to a multi-party state, but also significantly where different political parties, the ruling ones, have been defeated, and they bow out to those who have defeated them from the opposition without resistance. And I think that is healthy to be able to say that multi-party democracy is now becoming entrenched in Zambia as a value system, as expectation, not just because it is written into the constitution. So I think those are really milestones. But, of course, now it's a question of succession. Mind you, because he has died before his term ends, it means, therefore, that they will be acting president for 90 days only, 3 months, which means that Zambia will be mourning, barring the leader, but at the same time, already I'm sure that the politicians, they are already started strategies of campaigning and so on, and they will use this as a process of sending, laying the president to rest, the late president, now Michael Sata, but at the same time, their mind is more focused on campaigning. So some will even use the funeral and as a campaign forum and so on. So this is where we are at the moment in Zambia.
Thank you so much, Professor Guto. And we are being joined by two more guests, and that is we have Mr. Shakespeare Hamauswa at Mulungushi University in Zambia. Mr. Hamauswa, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us. And we also have Vusimusi Sifile Sibanda, who is also based in Zambia. Mr. Sibanda, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
We are doing great. Thanks for joining us. Regandi tange ne kwamuri va hamauswa. Mungatudzoti zvino zvakamira sei, zviri kutambirwa sei zverufu rwavasata pari zvino?
Rufu rwavasata ndingati muchidimbu rwauya panguva ya vana veZambia vanga vachipemberera kuwana kuzvitonga kuzere vachivasvitsa makore makumi mashanu. Saka zvinova zvinhu zvashungurudza vana vevanhu ruzhinji rwemuZambia. Zvakadaro tiri kuona vanhu vazhinji vari kuratidzawo kushushikana zvikuru, vamwe vari kuzvitambirawo. Kuzvitambira kuri kuitwa ndekwekuti mutungamiri wenyika anga achirwara, zvanga zvaakuzikanwa nevanhu, kunyange hurumende yanga isina kuzviburitsa pachena. Asi zvinhu zvazenge pakupedzisira munhu wose akuziva kuti mutungamiri wenyika haasi kunzwa zvakanaka, kunyanya-nyanya zvichiratidza nekushayikwa kwaakaitwa pakupemberera kwekuwana kuzvitonga kuzere kwemakore makumi mashanu. Saka ndo zvinhu zviri apo, asi nyaya huru iri kutaurika pari zvino inyaya yekuti ndiani uchatora chinzvimbo chasiyiwa nemushakabvu vasata. Iyoyo ndo nyaya yatinetsei, asi sezvabuda mumapepanhau nezvabuda munhau dzemuZambia zviri kuratidza kuti vamichael sata vatanosiyiwa chinzvimbo chavo navaguy scott vanga vari vice president, ndo vakusanomirira vakamira sapresident wenyika kwemazuva anokwana kuita iwo mwedzi mitatu kana kuti mazuva makumi mapfumbamwe 90 days achizoitwa maelections.
Tinotenda vahamauswa. Of course, Mr. Hamauswa is saying that indeed the death came as a shock, but some people knew for quite some time now that the president was not well. And of course, he's also talking about the issue of succession, saying that Mr. Guy Scott, who is the acting president, will be acting on an interim basis for the next 90 days. And he's saying, of course, like he's agreeing with Professor Guto, that might be a bit problematic there as people jostle for the presidential seat.
Yes, bo kweke mnumzana Sifile Sibanda. Ubona ngazani katesike kwenzakalani. Sizwile ke ukuthi mnumzana uGuy Scott ngiyona sesibambile khona ngapho, kodwa kuxoxozela kanganani kubadlaleli nxa usukhangele abafuna ukuthi bangene kukhetho oluyalandela?
Ya, kathesi kusasenzima ukuthi sitsho ukuthi isimo singahamba njani, kodwa-ke ngingathi amaviki amalutshwane asanda kwedlula umnumzana usathi engakasithiyi bekuvele sokuqalile nje ukuxokozela ebandleni elibusayo le-Patriotic Front. Like sike sabona nje owayengunobhala jikelele walelo bandla umnumzana wentakabimba wasuswa esikhundleni, kokunye wakubonwa okwakubonakala ungani yikulwisana kube kuvele sokukhona, abantu sebebona ukuthi umongameli ubengaphilanga, ubekhanya ukuthi impilo yakhe bekunganaba akusamanga kuhle. So vele sebeqalisa ukulwisana abanye laba, omunye lomunye sebezama ukuthi babona ukuthi bona bangazifaka bangazisekela njani ehwahweni.
Kodwa kusezokuba
ngikathesike sokuzahlupha manje ukuthi uGuy Scott nguye osebambile isikhundla sokuba ngumongameli, kodwa-ke ngawukhangela isisekelo sombuso salapha kasimvumeli ukuthi abe ngumongameli ngoba yena abazali bakhe bobabili kabazalelwanga eZambia.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke Sifile khona ngapho ungayikatshani ubambe. What you are saying is that already in the Patriotic Front, there are some people who have been showing some signs that they want to occupy the topmost position in that party. And one of them is Mr. Kabimba, who is the SG of that party, the Secretary General. So he may be positioning himself for the big kill, because this is the man who was the right-hand man of Mr. Sata. So at the end of the day, he says, since Mr. Guy Scott is having that problem that he cannot contest the elections, this may actually bring into play a lot of hands in that party.
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the death of Zambian President Michael Sata, who was first elected as the Zambian leader in 2011. He died yesterday in London, that is around 11 p.m., according to a statement from the Zambian government. Professor Guto, before we take our caller here, talking about succession, what can Zimbabwe learn from what is happening in Zambia?
Well, I think there are so many lessons that can be learned. First, I already mentioned that Zambia has entrenched multi-party electoral system where people decide peacefully in free and fair elections on which party and which people they choose to lead them. And they have alternated in Zambia when in Zimbabwe there has been no change since 1980. And the ruling party is still clinging to power, and you can see how the wife of the president is trying to position herself and fighting even people who are in the liberation movement when she was a baby and did not even know what was going on. And therefore, I think Zimbabweans have a lot to learn from Zambia, peaceful change of government. There's nothing wrong with regime change as long as it is peaceful and it is expressed through elections. Secondly, I think that it brings a dimension because ZANU-PF, particularly under Robert Mugabe, has promoted a lot of, if you like, hatred of white people. And I think that, but it is a strategy, it is a political strategy to grab wealth and so on and to blame, you know, whites for the misery and lack of leadership that is there in ZANU-PF. In Zambia, the vice president is a white immigrant who has been naturalized, of course, so he's Zambian, but is Zambian not even by birth or having lived there for generations. And I think that the fact that he's going to be president for at least 3 months, that is 90 days, is also a lesson that people have to understand that all citizens are equal and they are equal to lead the country provided the people choose them or put them in positions where they can succeed, as has happened in this case. Mr. Scott did not campaign as the president, but he was the one who was the standing mate of the late now president, former president Shatta. So I think that that is a second lesson, which is important not just to Zimbabwe, but to many countries in Africa where people who are indigenous black use narrow nationalism, racialized politics, and so that they can remain in power, knowing that the majority of the voters, of course, are Africans and so on. So I think that is a second lesson. The third one, which is a sad one, and not just lessons for Zimbabwe and the rest of Africa, this one is really one, is to be able to see here that we are dealing with the question of constitutionalism, where the succession is not being contested, even though the my co-panelists have indicated that the Secretary General of the party, the Patriotic Front, is already fronting himself. But the Secretary General of a political party is usually a second most powerful person within a party.
Mm-hmm.
And I think because of that, there's really nothing wrong about it, even though in such court, is the acting president mm-hmm. now may wish to go for elections, but I believe that the Secretary General has more credibility in the party to be able to be seen to be the one who may be put forward as the candidate for the party. But in politics, you never know. Things may change. But there's nothing wrong with that. I already indicated that already the whole question of succession, but also the whole question of elections are now on the cards.
Thank you so much, Professor Guto. For those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the death of Zambian President Michael Sata. Of course, Sata was popularly known as King Cobra.
Mm-hmm.
Because of his sharp tongue, he did not back away from criticizing people that he did not agree with. That's why they nicknamed him King Cobra. Tine mterere udo kutanga mkoma Donald Mamboma. Makadi mkoma Donald.
Dribo mkoma blessing magasi mere.
Tiripo zorai volume radio yenyu mkoma Donald atizonzwa nani.
Alright, thanks. Yeah.
Radio yenyu ichiri kunzwika mukoma Donald.
Alright.
Eh, inoita maungira hatizozombokunzwei.
Alright. Gunotigwadza rufu gwavasata mukoma Blessing.
Itodzima radio yacho mukoma Donald ndokuti tinzwa nani.
Hello, yeah. Vakuninza.
Oh, it's all right, Inz.
Did you go to the manager? You know, so come the situation, Kumushe.
Mm-hmm.
I would have a city to own a Japanese job, but that's a goody. Who got that? Who come the only thing when you take an Japanese job? I got to have schedule of Kumade Kakadai. And it's like I said, the goody days in Mika Medium, but already Rukutonga, right? Copa Kremang Mapat. Like you are bana wonder pangwa imagine wana frelimo wana Zambia wana Tanzania wana wana chama chama producer. Asu kuti ati nenye kuti ati goli kukopa zvakanaka zvekhona vamwe. That's why muchiona avakozvino vashinga nichero vashaika ho toti sorry but kubva kuna vakaunda vachiluva vamwana wasa ava vanga vavhingani.
Vechishana.
Eh, isa ati kwanisi kuzviita izvo why? Ani mwana panoenda muziko redi ndopane nyaya yese ipapo kuti hatina kwatinomboenda nokuti iko zvino hapo plus tasaimona kuti politics dzavo dzine gwara 90 days avo vachiekta vari pano chiripetwa maelections dei muri munomu tati tamhiri zvonga kana kutoti hameno mukuru wamasoja achitindini uyo achitindini saka zvinongotiradza ngoti fanga wadzidzawo savanhu so
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Donald. Of course, Donald is saying Zimbabwe has a lot to learn from Zambia, especially the fact that Zambia has had five presidents so far from the time it got independence, from Kaunda, Chiluba, Mwanawasa, Sata, and Banda. You know, he's saying those are the things that we want to see in Zimbabwe, transition of power, which is not violent, and is afraid that in Zimbabwe it might turn violent should anything happen to President Robert Mugabe, because the succession is not clear. He's saying, for example, in Frelimo, it has been smooth. The same in with Chama Chama Pinduzi, it's smooth. The ANC is smooth, but in Zimbabwe, it's chaotic. Keeps.
Mr. Amouso, are you still on the line?
Yes.
Now, hitting on that point of succession in Zambia and Zimbabwe, you know, can we draw some parallels, you know, in terms of what is happening in Zambia right now, you know, in Zimbabwe? Can Zimbabwe get to that kind of position?
Yeah, I think, you know, yes, they are all African countries that have gone through maybe similar conditions during the colonial period. But the Zimbabwean situation is unique in the sense that the contentious issues that were surrounding the Zimbabwean crisis were centered on the issue of land. Even if you remember what happened also to President Michael Sata when he came in, mm-hmm. there was this factor which was coined the Sata factor that mm-hmm. he promised to chase away the Chinese and so forth. So you see, yeah, yes, there are parallel lines, and we say as we expect to see political development in the whole of Southern Africa, people would expect to see a smooth transfer of power. That issue, I think, Zambian people have been actually good, especially in changing the government since 1991, when they managed to break from the one-party state that was presided over by Kenneth Kaunda. But then in Zimbabwe now, it's problematic. Even though we say there was the issue of land and other issues that could be peculiar to the Zimbabwean situation, because again in Zimbabwe we find that the whites, they had made a decision to make Zimbabwe their home area. So there wasn't much at stake in countries like Zambia. Yes, copper is there, but in Zimbabwe it was really the home area for the colonial settlers. So this is why Zimbabwe's issue has been on the spotlight. And to the Zambians now, they just felt maybe it was going to be Mugabe alone who could fight the whites, of which that is wrong. We would find that in Zambia, that the transfer of power from one leader to another, you can trace some of the patriotic sentiments that have been expressed by these different leaders from Chiluba, Mwanawasa, Banda, Michael Sata. Now we have an interesting case where we have a white guy, Guy Scott, who is now the acting president. It's very interesting. It shows that because of globalization, we are no longer confined to one area, and people can move from one place to another. Like Zimbabweans, they are all over now, the place. So it really it shows that where we are going, it doesn't matter whether one is really black or white, but what is important is that person being selected to be a leader, does that person have the interest of the country at heart? And it is also to do with the system. If we have a democratic system that is well entrenched, that is not centered on an individual, then there's no worry about who is really in place, because there are systems that will ensure accountability and also ensures that the leader is really following and guarding the values and the principles of the particular country.
Thank you so much. We just want to quickly read what people are writing on WhatsApp. There's Beulah who says, Ne urombo ne kushaikwa kwaita vasata kurasikirwa kukuru. Sifa says, Vatunga miri venyika vanoenda kunorapwa kunze. Vanodi kuvaka zvipatara kana kuti chipatara chavo musadak. Zvinokwanisa kuvabatsira pane kuburitsa mari yakawanda. Tinoona vamugabe vanoenda kunze kunorapwa. Matthew says he will be missed. I am told he tried to turn around Zambia's economy. And of course, Saunyama says, rest in peace, President Sata, gone so early. Of course, Baldwin says, the man was a true icon of Zambia. I've seen much of the needed development in that country, and his departure is very disturbing. May he so rest in peace. Professor Guto, Mr. Sbanda, and Mr. Amauskwa, please do stay on the line. There will be back shortly. And for our radio listeners, we are streaming live. Go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. And also, Knox, stay on the line. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying, stay tuned, Zimbabwe.